This is Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project 2. My name is Shulamit Bestaki. The respondent is Mr. Kohlwasser, and my partner is Mrs. Schwartz, and today is January 7th, 1991.
Sure.
Yeah. Mr. Kohlwasser, can you tell us something about your immediate family, about your siblings?
About what? I'm
sorry. About your siblings, about your brothers and sisters.
Oh, all right. I have one brother and one sister. My brother lives here in Pittsburgh. My sister lives in Philadelphia.
Can you give us their names?
Yeah, my brother's name is Robert Bob. My sister's name is Helen. And Helen is a musician. She concertizes, she plays the violin, and she's head of the string department at Temple University. Her husband's head of the piano department, and she does concertize. She was once concert mistress of a, what was it called, the Philadelphia, the ballet there. And my brother, I say he lives in Pittsburgh. He now lives in Butler County. He's retired, although he's still active. He has some real estate that he looks after, and he was in the surplus business, and he'll occasionally buy stocks of surplus merchandise and sell them, or bankrupt businesses and liquidate them.
Let's see. Can you tell me where you were born and where?
I was born here in Pittsburgh. My parents are both from Pittsburgh, were both from Pittsburgh. And I don't really know. I think my father was teaching in the public school system at that time here in Pittsburgh. My brother was born in Iowa, where my father got a PhD, and my sister was born in Syracuse, where we lived all through our childhood and till the early 40s.
Could you tell us when you were born?
January 26, 1923.
You did say, what did your mother do? You did tell us what your father did.
My mother was also musical. She taught lessons in the house, in our home. I think as many as 40 a week in our living room while we were growing up. My father taught at the Syracuse University. He was head of the public school music department, where they trained music teachers for the school systems.
Mm-hmm. Where was, you said that your sister is also in music. Where was she educated?
My sister, I'm not sure whether she actually graduated high school or not. She was a musical prodigy. In fact, she started playing when she was 3, I believe, and she had a debut with the Syracuse Symphony when she was 6, and I think she played in the Y series here maybe when she was 10, but I recall she went, I don't think she went to grade school, she went to high school, and I'm not sure whether she formally graduated. And she took courses in New York City at a college level. I don't think she graduated either.
I see. Can you tell us about your early childhood, early life? As much as you can tell us or remember.
Well, as you can gather, music was a very important avocation and vocation in the family. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, it didn't rub off on my brother or me to any great extent. So that my parents really devoted themselves to my sister's career, quotation marks. And I remember that the violin teacher at one time lived right next door. So it was like open house. He was always there teaching or coaching. And I'm not sure at what age, but at about the age of 12, I believe, my sister started studying in New York City. And I recall my father would drive there and back, which was, I think, 300 miles each way in one day for her to have a lesson. And then perhaps when she was 14, she lived with this teacher in New York City and really stayed there from that time on. But my brother and I had a normal childhood, I would say. At that time, kids played in the street. There wasn't that much traffic, and there were always ball games and the neighborhood was full of kids our ages.
What part of Pittsburgh was it?
No, it was in Syracuse, New York. I lived there till 1943 when I went in the Army.
Could you tell us a little bit of the cultural environment in those days in your area where you come from, but about the religious traditions or any of the sort that you can tell us?
I hate to admit this. My father, although he was bar mitzvah, and I believe he played the organ in various congregations, he rebelled against formal religious training. And we had very little. Perhaps, perhaps we went to Sunday school 1 or 2 years, and neither my brother nor I were bar mitzvah.
Were there a lot of Jews in that area where you lived?
No, it was close to the university, and there were a lot of faculty people, a lot of students, and I would say there were, I think, probably three Jews in the whole block, both sides of the street, and not too many. I think the Jews were the exception in that neighborhood.
I see. What was the relationship towards the Jews, or feeling towards the Jews at that time?
You mean the other children, or,
right,
or
Jewish
generally?
Generally.
I think my father had encountered quite a bit of anti-Semitism at the university. In fact, I think he was the only Jewish person on the faculty of the whole fine arts school. And he didn't deny that he was Jewish. He just didn't practice it. And it's interesting, a family friend who was a non-Jew, but married to a Jewish woman, used to conduct our seders because he was a linguist. He taught in the Romance language department at the university there. And he was like, he would conduct the seders, and he really looked Jewish. He had a beard. And but he and his wife were very good friends of our family all the time we were growing up there.
I see. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood in those years? Where did you go to elementary school, high school?
I went to a public grade school, And I went, I think, being born in January, I started school. I was in a half semester, what would you call that, off from the mainstream, although there were a lot of people in the same situation. So my parents, and I don't know what the rush was, they wanted me to make up a half a year so that I would graduate in June rather than January. So I went to a country day school for a year and a half and made up the half year, and then returned to the public high school and graduated there.
What were your favorite subjects in the school?
I liked language, I liked French, and I liked mathematics and physics. I never had any chemistry, which seems strange. But I enjoyed school. I did fairly well on the New York State Regents Board exams. And it was a very pleasant experience.
Was there any particular teacher who made an impact on you, influence on your career?
At the high school level?
No, high school level.
Not really influenced the career, but I do remember the English teacher and the physics teacher more because they were characters, so-called characters, than for any other reason.
But, in what way they were characters?
The English teacher had a strange habit of when she spoke in plural nouns, house became houses instead of houses, and she did that with almost all nouns, the plural. I don't know what the basis for that was. And the physics teacher was just very entertaining.
Do you keep any contact with your former classmates? Have you made any friends from those years?
I did for a while. Of course, I left Syracuse in 1943 and never really returned for very long, just for visits. And a boyhood friend I corresponded with, and I still correspond with at Christmas time with people who were in my architecture class there, where I started at Syracuse University.
What actually brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, as children, I believe we spent almost every vacation in Pittsburgh. I remember we would either take the train or drive here, which was a 400-mile drive. And for instance, we would come at Christmas time, perhaps Easter vacation, and usually once during the summer. And I think after my last year of high school, I spent a summer here. And my parents were very close to their families who both lived here. And it was always a very exciting visit. My mother had three bachelor brothers that would entertain us. And my father's family were also here. And we always had a very good time. And I had a warm spot for Pittsburgh. And then my brother was the first to actually move here after the war. And the reason I moved here was that, that wasn't the time that I moved, but my uncle, who was an attorney, had a law office in a small building of his own down on, was then called Court Place, and he had a fire which destroyed much of the building. And I was just graduating from architecture school, so it was an opportunity for me to do a job. And then I came here to do another job for the other uncle. No, he had died, that's right. But and that was Little's Shoe Store. The brothers and sisters took over the business.
Where was that? What part of the city was it?
Right here in Squirrel Hill, on Ford Street. And so I came and did that, and I met my wife, and I stayed here.
I see. Well, let's go back to your childhood time. Can you describe any cultural life in those years of the city where you grew up, in terms of secondary general life, Jewish life, any activities?
I recall my mother was very active in the Council of Jewish Women. In fact, I think she was the president at one time. And I remember that she used to sing Yiddish songs to entertain people. And we had friends that were quite religious, and we would sometimes be invited to their home, especially around Sukkot. But as far as the family, we observed the major holidays, although we didn't belong to a temple. We weren't members, and we didn't attend services after perhaps I don't know how old we were, maybe I was 9 or 10 when I went to Sunday school for 2 years, I believe, and somehow didn't continue.
I understand. Can you compare for us or contrast for us the life in Syracuse, is it, in Pittsburgh where you lived? How different was it? Or how different is it?
I don't know as though it was very different, really. As I say, we came here on vacations, and so people entertained us, and we had a good time. So it was a very special kind of time. I would characterize our lives in Syracuse as rather innocent, simple pleasures. It was the Depression. No one had any money. And
was there any
I do remember a little bit about the prices then. That, we had bicycles, and we would go on errands to the store. And I remember, I believe a loaf of bread was perhaps 12 cents, and the same for a quart of milk. And we rode our bicycles a lot. And we did take art lessons on Saturday mornings at the university. They had classes for children. And I don't think we were too well behaved, my brother and I. But,
what were the most fun things that you did enjoy doing, and your brother?
Well, I unlike today, we did a lot of we had a lot of physical activity after school.
What kind of activity was it?
We would the kids in the neighborhood. There was a place called the Green, which was a very flat field close to the university, maybe 4 blocks from our house. And we would all go over there with whatever football equipment we had and choose up sides. And I think almost every night after school, we would play in the mud and the grass there. And It was very enjoyable, as I recall.
I see. What kind of things did you like to do with your sister?
She sort of lived a life apart from my brother and I. She wasn't permitted to do anything like playing ball where she might hurt her hands, or and she was very busy practicing and taking lessons and traveling to New York. So, and I think we resented it a little bit because my parents did invest a great deal of attention in her career, you see. I remember we even played marbles, a lot of marbles, and I don't see any kids playing marbles. I haven't seen children playing marbles in years here. I remember, too, that a friend a few doors away would set up a miniature golf course in his backyard, and we would play until it got dark. And it seems that I think one reason we were out either on the street or on the play field was that my mother was giving piano lessons after school, and my brother and I would sometimes fight, and she would shoo us out of the house, and we weren't allowed back in until the last lesson was completed.
Were there any activities, though, that you were able to do together as a family?
Yes. We invariably went fishing, I think, almost every weekend. Syracuse is located in the Finger Lakes, and they must have 10 lakes within 20 miles of the city. And my father loved to fish, and Dr. Menu too. They always, the two families went together. They had no children, so they sort of considered us their family. And in fact, my brother, who is an entrepreneur from a very young age, started a worm business, Ace Worm Company, and he provided the worms for these fishing expeditions.
I see.
And I think he sold them to other people too. But I recall going to Cazenovia Lake, Skaneateles, Lake Ontario. We used to go up there. And also it would be an outing, a picnic, and if there were fish caught, they would be cooked right on the spot.
Were these the similar activities that you did in the summertime, or did you do, what kind of other things have you done in the summertime?
We went to day camp as kids. We were sort of what they used to call in those days man of the block. We would do cut people's grass, shovel snow, wash windows, do things like that to earn extra money. What other activities? Well, the fishing trips would be combined with swimming, because most of those places had a beach and swimming facilities, too.
What kind of summer camps were these? Just any religious or just general summer camps, school camps?
I went one summer, I believe, only one or two weeks to a YMCA camp. And the Jewish community center had a camp. I think I didn't sleep over there. I think that was the only. I think that was no. That was a sleepover camp too, as I recall. Then I spent one 2-week period, one summer in Putney, Vermont. they had a what they called a work camp. It was a private school, and the summer campers would actually paint the buildings and refurbish them ready for the fall school semester. And that was very good. I enjoyed that.
Okay, can you tell us